This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. Once a librarian, always a librarian. That's how it is for Dorothy Kennett, a media librarian who, after retiring from Illinois State University, found a second calling in her field, helping children miles from the Midwestern prairie. GLD's Laura Kennedy has more.
A simple invitation from her son set Dorothy Kennett on a midlife course change. Not too much of a change, because she was still working with books. Now, though, she does her work in South Africa, providing assistance literacy in the form of books, instructional materials, and computer training to underserved children as the engine behind Books for South Africa. It all started, says Kennett, in 2004. Her son Greg was the men's tennis coach at Illinois State University and was planning on taking the team to South Africa. And he invited his mother to go.
And I said, sure, that'd be lots of fun. And we flew into Cape Town and got in a little minibus. There were about 10 of us. And the first thing you see is shack, the largest shack village I've ever seen. It just goes on forever and ever, and it's cardboard and it's corrugated metal.
How are you doing with regards to donations? Are you actively seeking monetary donations and books, or do you let serendipity really take a hand
this
there?
This year's been kind of serendipity, but I have gotten donations and enough to send these books. But it is something that even during the times when I'm not there, I want to be able to send books and or some funding to them. I am a not-for-profit, a 501(c). So that is a plus. I didn't do that for a long time, and I finally decided that that was the fairest thing to do.
But you also have done mobile libraries, yeah, too. So why did you decide to go the mobile route?
These are not the usual mobile. They're not
like bookmobiles.
No. So I ran into a school principal somewhere, and we talked about possibilities. I ended up putting books in huge plastic regular storage things. Put about 100 books in each one. I started out with, I think, 6. And this principal took charge of it. And we moved them from one school to another. And it with mixed success, in a way. I found that the principals were afraid that they would get stolen or damaged, were more worried than they needed to be. And so they'd get the books in the tub, put them in a closet, and lock the door. You just have to appreciate where they're from and what they're doing, and you have to kind of move on from there. That, as far as I know, is still going.
Do you plan on building more?
It depends. My husband's health isn't just great right now, and that's one reason why I haven't gone back. I am sending books, probably yet this week. I have some books that that place called Books to Benefit donated quite a quantity of really, really nice books, and a couple of sets of Childcraft and some dictionary-type things, as well as they love all books. And you would have to see this first library. I had set up an office in a kitchen in this place, and one day the kids were all in school. They were taken by bus to school in town. And she came up to the window and looked at me, and she said, Dorothy, can I have a book? And I handed it out the window. And she hugged it. She took the book and hugged it. You know, things like that were just priceless, absolutely priceless.
That's Dorothy Kennett, founder of Books for South Africa. To date, she's developed 5 complete libraries and given assistance to 4 more library programs in South Africa.
Dorothy Kennett has also established toy libraries to go with the books, helping kids find fun along with the learning. She talked with GLT's Laura Kennedy.